Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. How are you?
Or should I say hello, hello?
But I should say there's only one.
This is the new show from the Ulverston Rep Theatre Society. You're starting October 22, running for a couple of weeks?
Correct, yes. So from October 22nd for three weekends, Friday and Saturday night, and one Sunday matinee in the middle.
Right, at the Leaven.
At the Leaven Theatre in Ulverston, correct.
Beautiful. Many of our listeners probably remember the TV show, Hello, Hello. So the stage play, tell me this, was it a stage play first before it was a TV show, or was it a stage play after the TV show?
Well, during, to be perfectly honest. Ah. So the stage show, oh, sorry, the television program obviously ran from the early 80s through to the early 90s, and towards the end of the late 80s, they actually went on the road and did a touring stage show, had a very successful season in London. And then, yeah, so the stage show is written by the same people who wrote the television show and lives on in the script. So it follows some of the storylines and some of the plots that people would be familiar with from the TV show, such as the Fallen Madonna portrait that everyone is after, and the Hidden Airmen, and a couple of those other through lines that followed the series on TV feature heavily in the stage production.
So how'd your cast go with the accents?
That's a great question. The direction for the accents has been, look, as long as the French sound somewhat French and the German sound somewhat German and they sound different from one another, that should be perfectly fine. But the thing that that we all need to remember that during the television production, they were mostly English actors portraying the French and portraying the Germans, and they were all speaking in English, but some were pretending that they were speaking in French and some were pretending they were speaking in German, and they couldn't understand each other. So there's a couple of those things that happen throughout the production, which are exemplified by Officer Crabtree, of course, with his mispronunciation of good morning, which is meant to be an English character trying to speak French that no one else understands. So a few of those things happen through the production anyway. So as long as the French sound different to the Germans, things will be fine, won't they?
So who's playing Rene?
Derek McPhee is playing the role of Rene. Derek from Wynyard, he's been involved with the Repertory Society for a few productions over the years and done several other productions in Burnie and so forth. So he's done a wonderful job with the role. He carries most of the production, as you could imagine. I kind of sold him a furphy when I spoke to him originally. I said, "Oh, look, Derek, it's not too many lines. You know, it's kind of evenly spaced." But that was a complete and utter lie.
Yeah.
He carries the production from start to finish, so he's done an excellent job.
Rehearsals, I mean, you're still rehearsing pretty much up to the 22nd, I would assume, but like the set and everything's done and all that's taken care of?
Yeah, absolutely. We've made a good start of it. We've had a week of bump in. We've probably got another week ahead of us before we get into our final dress runs, and then we'll be up in 2 weeks' time, or a bit under 2 weeks' time. So there's still time to get those final jobs done. But yes, we're currently in the theatre rehearsing on the stage, so getting very close now.
Yeah, you go to the theatre, you go to see a show, and people sort of focus on the actors and the script and what's going on stage. But I think, you know, a lot of the time when you go to the theatre, you forget about the time and effort that goes into making the set and the props and the costuming and all of that.
Correct. Well, I studied theatre in Launceston at university, and a friend of mine, we often go into the theatre and the first thing we do is look up at the lighting grid and we wonder what all the different specials and lamps up there are going to do during the production. So you do look at different things when you walk into a space and you wonder what that might do or what's going to happen there. So a fair bit of work goes into it all. As I said, making sure the lighting's done and the sound effects and the set all works the way it should, and just trying to source all the props and trying to source all the costumes. And as you can imagine, trying to get five World War II German uniforms and a couple of different things here and there, and a few of the other more risque World War II German pieces coming into the production. It was a little bit difficult, but we'll get there. As I said, we've got a bit over a week and a half left, and not panicking too much at this point.
Who else is in the cast that we might know?
Jenny Slater plays the role of Edith, you know, the off-tune cabaret singer, and she's a real hoot in the production. I encourage everyone to come along and sing along with Jenny in the production. We have Joe Mader and Errol Henderson playing some of our German characters in that place. Tim Cooper playing Officer Crabtree. Dave Hingston, he's back to play Lieutenant Gruber this time around.
Great name.
So there's all those favourite characters in there as well. Victoria Barker, who's been performing on the Northwest Coast for a number of years, plays the role of Michelle. Mel Wilson in as Mimi and Kimber Westcott in as Yvette. So all your favourite characters and a couple of other surprises in there as well.
Brilliant. Always love a surprise at the theatre. All right, October 22 to November 6 at the Leaven. We'll give away some more tickets on the radio very shortly. Eventbrite, is that where people buy the tickets? Or
look, try booking.
Try booking, sorry.
Tickets, but you can also go into the Ulverston Visitor Centre as normal. Otherwise, jump online to Try Booking and just search for events in Ulverston.
Thanks for having a yarn, Jeff. Good luck with it.
Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it.